Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm really excited, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. So much good stuff has happened. Let's go to some calls. I'm going to get more into this news, play more clips coming up. There's so much. Auditing the Fed is getting closer and closer. Emails are getting hacked. The fake environmentalists just want to steal everybody's property. And it's all fraud. I mean, it's just good that people are learning they got power. And that's the beginning of the end of the New World Order. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Mark Twain, love his sayings. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Colorado. Chris, you're on the air, first caller on this illustrious day, my compadre.
How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind, Chris?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you, Chris. Can you hear me?
I can now, man. I'm fired up. You got me fired up, man. I want to tell you congratulations on everything, man. You're doing a great job.
Congratulations to you.
No, man. Thank you for waking
me up. You are the muscle in the arm of the sinew that wields the sword.
I realize that now, man. I do. I've been awake for about 3 months, but let me tell you something. If there's any elite listening to me out there, them terrorists got another thing coming. If they think they're going to take my freedoms from me and my family, my fellow patriots in this country, they've got something coming, because guess what? I'm not going out without a fight. And let me tell you, whoever's listening right now, you guys need to wake up, get with the program, and start fighting, get out, and do something about this. We have a country to defend, a family to defend. We have everything to lose, and we have to do it now.
You have done well, Chris. I'm glad you're fired up. God bless you. Billy Bob in Texas. Billy Bob, you're on the air.
What do you say, sir?
Man, listen, am I getting fired up for no reason here?
Oh, Alex, you deserve this. I mean, everybody deserves it, but, I mean, you do it day in and day out, and you keep pushing with everything that's in you. You deserve this. You deserve more than this. I am happy for you. It just tears me up almost.
Are you kidding? Our children, the official government textbooks say they're going to take all our children and raise them in dormitories and have one-child policies. This is just a chance at survival is why I'm so excited.
Oh, listen, the very definition of exponential is absolutely off the doorstep and in the air. I see it. I feel it. And I know you do, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's over for them. It's like this. They're in their ivory towers. They can control what happens in their ivory towers because they have boots on the ground. They do not control what's happening out here, because they're losing it. They don't have boots on the ground out here. There's enough of us out here to wee-wee on them and drown them. But let
Absolutely.
Me just say one thing that's very important.
That is a good analogy. They could drown in our urine. There's so many of us. Go ahead.
Oh,
it's kind of a good idea.
A problem with that. I would love it. I will contribute. But let me just say this, that I have found that, you know, to get the word out and to get people to your websites and to other very important websites, there's a real easy way to do this. And I mean, it's so easy, it's unbelievable. Anytime you run into anybody that's at Walmart or any place else that's selling something, you can start a conversation with them. You can throw out websites. It's so easy. It's unbelievable.
Because they're in the mode to want to talk to you, and you're actually going to sell them freedom.
The Walmart, it's a cakewalk. It's an unbelievable cakewalk. So I wanted to get that out there, and it's just going day by day.
Yes, Billy Bob, good to hear from you. God bless you. Knowing we can beat these people, knowing we have the truth, knowing we're the good guys, even though they tell us we're the bad guys. No, we're the good guys. Black, white, old, young, everybody coming in for the win. Again,
hey, folks,
New World
this
Order.
Is Alex. Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or locally in Central Texas, 512-646-1776. If you happen to be listening to News Radio 590 KLBJ or 99.7 FM, that's our local affiliate, great folks. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to go to your phone calls at those numbers, but I wanted to just one more time play the new EU president. They've expanded it to full governance. This is new EU president Herman Van Rompuy has proclaimed 2009 as the first year of global governance. During Rompuy's introductory speech as president on November 19th, he said 2009 is also the first year of global governance, with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis, which they engineered, the climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. And then I'm going to play Gordon Brown and Al Gore saying the same thing. The UN Secretary General 3 weeks ago in an editorial for the New York Times, they told you none of this existed, told you it was a social taboo to talk about it. Don't talk about politics and religion. New World Order doesn't exist because all these old timers, 50, 30, 40, you know, 20, 10, a year ago, were telling you all this. You were told doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist. Now, openly, they're saying the carbon tax is to fund their world government. And then we have AP reporting 5 days after we reported it. Hackers leak email stoke climate debate, AP, how they knowingly manufactured and lied about the data. The carbon dioxide isn't bad, that the earth is actually cooling, not heating, that it peaked in 1960, that it's a natural cycle, and how to destroy other scientists. That's what's criminal. How to destroy other scientists that did their own research and said this was a fraud. This is so huge. This is the taxing mechanism for the world government. Let's play these clips and we're going to your calls. Here is Van Rompuy. Herman Van Rompuy, the new head of the EU dictatorship. The countries can't even get out of it. Here he is.
...be overcome by a joint effort in our, and between our countries. 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission... Our presidency is one of hope, supported by acts and by deeds.
All right. Now, that's a BBC translation. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, McClatchy's released the documents that the banks engineered the crisis to create a depression. Then they gave themselves tens of trillions of dollars of tax money to get the government further in debt. They take our money and buy up real assets. The G20 is running the global government. They say the IMF will be the bank of the world you pay your carbon taxes to. This is just Madoff or Ken Lay. Ken Lay, by the way, it's come out in Congress. He came up with the carbon tax plan in the mid-90s with Al Gore. Al Gore sure didn't invent the Internet, but he did invent this carbon scam with Ken Lay. So here we are exposing them as complete frauds. That's why I'm so excited. Here's Gordon Brown.
We are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future. and we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest, and we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not just a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
Okay. And he goes on and on describing a new world order. Just Google Gordon Brown New World Order. There's literally 30, 40, 50 speeches. I'm seeing new ones every few days. Now, the third world people know the IMF and World Bank have been caught. That got leaked in 2002, BBC, their internal documents where they're bankrupting economies by design. So he says helping the poor. Yeah. The green recovery means shutting down all your industry that's left so only big banks can operate and control the governance system so they decide who can have a business. Here is Al Gore talking about global governance while in England.
Awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been present here are among those taking leadership in other ways. We talked, for example, about, we heard this morning about efficiency, and Jerry made that point very well. We waste so much energy that if we really put our minds to the implementation of a determined, focused, persistent, sustained effort to eliminate these wasteful practices, then we would not need the new power generation at anything like the levels that are now being discussed today. Take the average coal-fired electricity generating plant in the United States today. 30% efficient.
Okay. So there's Al Gore talking about global governance. Now let's be clear here. They're going to decide who can have energy. They're going to decide who's wasteful. They're going to decide what type of TV you can have and how much meat you can eat. It's now mainstream news, AP, Reuters, BBC, you name it. We can pull these up, that we'll all have global ID cards that our carbon credits are on. I mean, this is total feudalism. In fact, pull up the definition of feudalism and serfdom for me. Print it off. Definition of feudalism and serfdom. And I know the definitions, but I want to give the exact definition. Because in their own UN documents, they say neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom. In the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, they say that. And they say they're going to use carbon taxes to destroy industrial society. Lords, vassals, and slaves. Lords, vassals, and serfs. Then it gives all the definitions. Give me, that's a Wikipedia definition. I want a Merriam-Webster's just actual definition, not a full encyclopedia one. I want to give them just the basic. It's a political system ruled by hegemonic lords, whether people are serfs or slaves. All right, I said I'm going to your calls here. And I apologize to listeners. We got a new phone system, and we got to fix this. It keeps dropping the callers. We'll have 20 callers on it. Just drops them. So if you get hung up on callback, 888-201-2244. For the life of me, I can't figure it out around here. Let's go to Mario in California. Mario, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
What do you think about the news? Go ahead.
Oh, man, you got me pumped up. For real, the news is great. And, you know, every day it seems to always get a little bit weirder, but a little bit cooler at the same time. That's why, I have to give it up to Ron Paul, man. He's been in this fight for so long. And to see the fruits of his labor coming to, coming to blossom the way that it is so cool, man. Because, I got to just kind of, when I watch old clippings of Ron Paul, I mean, back in the day, this guy is talking about auditing the Fed.
And 1971, 1972, and here's the deal, almost 30 years. Ron Paul didn't win the presidency, but he created a whole movement. We created a movement together, and it's like a 12-round or 10-round or 3-round boxing match. We complain when in the first or second or third or fourth round he doesn't win, but gets some licks in, and then even when he almost wins in a round, people gripe at him. No, he's in there as a competitor for the truth, kicking butt. And we've got to have the long view of history. We've got to know it's not going to be instant. How many times have I preached about that?
a lot. Hey, but as just a kind of a person just coming in and seeing, you know, me being only seeing him run the first time, I was impressed. If that was the first round, maybe I'm feeling good about the fight. You know what I'm saying? Seeing Ron Paul go through the assault that he had to in the election and still come out shining like he is right now is beautiful. And
well, by the way, he served one term in the mid-70s and got beaten and came back a decade right. plus later.
Yeah,
I mean,
and so
I've been
now
on the air.
I follow up on the.
Go ahead.
Oh, I now I'm able to look back and see those things, and I'm amazed by what he's doing.
Mario, God bless you. Good to have you on board. Lori, Dan, Julio, Steve. Toll free number to join us, 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Be sure and support our great local affiliate sponsors. We love them all.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur Dehydrator? The Excalibur Dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, I'm excited. U.S. News and World Report. Senate Financial, House Financial Committee passes Ron Paul's bill. It's going to go to the full floor. Guaranteed to pass the full House to fully audit the private Federal Reserve. The Fed's been fighting this. They are so criminal. They make Madoff look like a saint. This is so exciting. And hackers break into the UN University, East Anglia, Eastern England, their main, AP says, leading global research center on climate change, and expose that they know it's all a fraud, that it's not man-made, that carbon dioxide's good, that the Earth's actually been cooling because of the sun going partially dormant compared to what it had been, and that it's all a fraud, and how they persecuted all these scientists and got them fired. I mean, this, in a sea battle, say we're fighting, you know, the Bismarck, and we're British ships out here, you know, here's the analogy. Or we're fighting Admiral Yamamoto at the Battle of Midway. I mean, this is Japanese carriers just boom, boom, blowing up. I mean, this is a complete rout. And I want you to know the New World Order is not going to get on the news and tell you we're kicking their hind. But, I mean, this is exciting. And I'm on the deck of my aircraft carrier, and it's bobbing around, and we got planes landing and taking off, and we're torpedo bombing them, and I just see ships off with my spyglass blowing up, and I mean, I watch a big Japanese fleet command flagship carrier blow up, and I'm like, oh yeah, let's blow the rest of these suckers up. And it's that understanding in the info war that we can smash them. We got the truth. You know what kind of a weapon the truth is? They give you a fake right-wing lie, a fake left-wing lie, and make you think that one of the other's right, and they confine the debate in this tiny area instead of the full spectrum outside the box. Okay, I'm going to your calls. Oh, man, this is exciting. Lori in Vermont, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Boy, I love your show. I like your most recent, The Fall of the Republic. That was awesome.
It's my greatest film, and if people want to hurt the globalist, it covers the greenhouse gas tax, how it's a fraud, who the bankers are, how to beat them. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and you have the perfect tone. You know, you're not too over the top for someone that's just new.
Yeah, it's my calmest film. This is the film to show people.
Yep, absolutely. I noticed that there is a Friends of Copenhagen, and it lists the 100 business Coca-Cola is spearheading it. There's an article that's on
JP Morgan Chase. I've seen it. Goldman Sachs, Bank of England, Lord Rothschild. They're all financing this Copenhagen scam.
Yeah, but if you go to Copenhagen.org, it lists a lot of companies, and these are your print medias, you know, so Wall Street Journal, you know, just so that people are aware of it.
Oh, yeah, Rupert Murdoch admits he's financing the global carbon tax. That's why he has Fox News get up and say, don't worry, it's not going to pass, posing as conservative, so you stand down.
Absolutely. And so, you know, when your loved ones go see a movie or they pick up a magazine, all this subliminal baloney stuff is going to be flipped into it about all this lie.
Well, it's not even subliminal. Did you hear me 2 weeks ago when I played the video clip released by News Corp where they go, this is all the messages we're planting for the carbon tax?
Man, it makes you sick when you see it's like $10 trillion.
Well, I mean, I'm not just picking on Fox or News Corp. The point is, even that group, the NFL, all the big groups, go to the airport. Half of the billboards in the airport are for carbon taxes, and it's all banks and oil companies. The oil companies are behind the carbon tax to shut down coal. The insurance companies wrote the health bill, but the media says they're against it. It's like the banks said they were against the income tax when they financed it in 1913 to pay debt to the Federal Reserve they financed.
Absolutely.
Well, Lori, you're awesome. I got to jump. Let's go to Dan. Dan in New Mexico. You're awesome, Lori. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Isn't this just a great victory, man? That is awesome.
It's a big victory, but if we carry the ball and expose, and we're writing more articles at Prison Planet and InfoWars.com, if we carry the ball and get it out to everybody that, hey, it's a fraud, you got caught, if we announce our victory, then we've got them. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've got permission from Aaron to take articles off of InfoWars and print it in a little local run newspaper we got here. So it's only
you don't have permission. I'm begging you. I'll wash your feet to put my articles in local papers.
Hell yeah, man. I owe you a big
deal. You want me to kiss your ring? I'll do it. Good job.
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question, please. A little off topic, but it's crazy. I was told that there's a possibility that governors may be able to request firearms from the federal government to give to the citizens to arm themselves. Have you heard anything about this?
Say that again.
Does this make sense? The governors are able to request from the federal government firearms in order to arm the citizens.
Oh, yeah, that's under the Second Amendment, and it's the states that are supposed to control the National Guard. That wasn't fully federalized till 2007 with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. The states until 1913, when we got the income tax, the private Federal Reserve, and the 17th Amendment, the legislatures that we elect, they would vote and appoint senators. The states completely run the feds, and the Congress runs the executive. But everything's backwards. The executive runs the legislative, and the feds run the states. That is, well, they got a term for it. It's you know what backwards.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, and I need your permission for something else. Can I have permission to take your quote, the answer to 1984, 1776, and put that, have it made into a flag? I will make another one for you and send it to you.
Hey,
if you
sir,
let me do it.
Sir, this is a free country. So I came up with the term, the answer to 1984, 1776. So I came up with the term, the left-right paradigm, shattering it. So I came up with most of the terms being used by Beck and Limbaugh now. Good. Use it. Enjoy it. Defeat the New World Order. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. This is about defeating the globalist. It's not about me getting credit. Yeah, go ahead, Julio.
Alex, it's Julio, but that doesn't even matter.
Hey, you know what? I can't read. I'm public school educated. Actually, I'm looking at computer monitor across the room, but go ahead. Julio.
It's okay. I want to say thank you for being an unbelievable freedom fighter and encouraging me, along with your films, to go out and tell everyone about what's going on and to be prepared. I just want to thank you. And I'm going to sound like a high school football coach. I'm glad for this victory, but everyone, though this is a victory, we need not be satisfied. We need to go out and continue fighting the new world
order. I agree with you, but we're like a team. We're like a team that never knew we won victories. I'm letting people know these are big, buddy. It going to a full vote when they've got the votes to audit the Fed. The Senate will probably still gut it, but then everybody will say, why can't we audit the Fed? The idea, the understanding that this is the shadow government is now in people's minds. The beginning, national polls, Gallup said 75% want to abolish your audit. They had a Reuters poll with Zogby at 81%. The beginning of the end is here. Go ahead.
Quick questions. Number one, martial law, folks, is in the state of Illinois. Friday, I was watching KHQA. I don't know if you want to write this down. KHQA. It's a CBS affiliate. They were showing a police standoff that took place for a couple of hours, and they showed a military tank truck with police sirens roaming through a small town rural community in Illinois. The TV company, again, is KHQA.
No, I appreciate your call. Sir, they have regular Marines and Army nationwide taking over the threat integration centers. They have a former special ops CIA commander running the local land grabbing in Austin. They admitted it to the Statesman and said how great the Pentagon's here to take our land. I mean, it's just complete wall-to-wall criminality. But we are identifying the enemy as they come in against us. People finally know they're in a war, and knowing is half the battle.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directive21.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Coming for you, globalists. We found our spinal cords again. The sleeping giant that is America is rising, and freedom burns in its eyes. By the way, you guys got that clip I gave you of Obama saying that he was going to get the troops out immediately and end the war? For all the moron Obama supporters, just like the moron George Bush supporters, these guys are all slick lawyers. They work for the very same banks, and they lie. But they have the fake right wing come out to attack Obama and going, he's not sending enough troops to Afghanistan. He's only increased them by 80,000. Oh, yeah, 40,000 in the last 6 months, and then now another 40,000. He's expanded torture, expanded secret arrest. They're like, how dare Obama allow there to be a trial of these terrorists, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they admittedly tortured his children. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built until 4 years after he was incarcerated. He's been in prison since 2004 in a torture camp. Torture evidence isn't admissible. So see, here's this fake trial with tortured patsies, tortured for 7.5, 8 years. Instead of saying it's all a fraud, they give them fake right-wing cover. He gets the left cover with the fake right-wing attacks to then have a fake trial. Just like, oh, he's not pro-war enough. This guy makes George Bush look like a peacenik. Here is Obama lying. See, shatter the paradigm. The tiny little area you've been kept in is a lie. Let's go to that clip.
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
That was October 27, 2007, when he first launched his campaign. He gave hundreds of speeches saying that. We covered that in my film, Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama, and I explain how their tricks operate, how their tricks work. But notice that you're thinking, well, wait, he said 16 months, then he said 22. No, that's how a liar works. For about 7-8 months into the, from late 2007 into mid-2008, he said immediately, we can play those clips, they're in Fall of the Republic, but you can go pull them up. You saw him say it. Then it was 10 months, 16 months, 20 months, 22 months, then, oh, 30 months, now, oh, never. Whether you're for the war or not, this is a liar. This is their tricks. Let's go back to your calls. And then in the last segment, I've never done this before, and not even a drinking man myself, but it's like we just won the Indy 500, but for real. With the audit, the Fed bill going to a full House vote the next month, probably going to pass. They've got the votes right now. They've got 311. That's way more than a two-thirds majority. It's going to pass. By the way, my wife's got pneumonia. I've got pneumonia, but I'm still here. That's why I keep hacking and coughing, having trouble breathing. But I'm here. That's how important. So we'll have a champagne toddy in the last segment. That's how exciting this is. And whether you're a cop or an FBI agent or a bureaucrat or a doctor or a lawyer, a school teacher, an auto mechanic, a farmer, a rancher, whatever you are, you're a human being. And a lot of you have been sold on buying into the power structure like you're part of the system. You're not part of the system. The system is a fraud. Wake up. America and the free market and capitalism didn't go wrong. This is a scam, a fraud, a piratical, corrupt system that creates the crisis and then offers their own power, their expansion of power as the solution. Steve in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing this evening?
I am fired up, sir. We're going to have a celebration next segment.
I'm fired up, too. The NWO, the Bilderbergers, Barack Obama, I think they just got a right cross in the right cross from the chin from the Republic. That's what I think.
Yeah, and look, we're not even winning the fight, but we're in the fight, and it's a stalemate. We can win this thing if people get fired up, get angry, and get involved.
I am fired up. Oh, I was going to also say David Icke's film, Global Spiritual Awakening, he said 2016. I don't think it's going to take that long, Alex. I don't really think
it's
going
to take
that
film.
Long.
That's a PrisonPlanet.tv interview at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's very powerful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we flew.
I don't think it's going to take that long, though.
God bless you, Steve. Good to hear from you. By the way, talking about solutions, this is a film cost me $200,000 to make. CBS News and others this week reported that it's devastatingly popular, and they're scared of it. I'm on the White House enemies list. That's now mainstream news because of Obama deception in this film. Find out what's so powerful about Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. Get the DVDs at InfoWars.com. Make copies. Give them to everybody you know, because you could talk to somebody for 10 hours till you're purple in the face. They watch this 2-hour, 24-minute film. This is done very slickly with the truth, very powerful. Get Fall of the Republic or watch it online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's talk to David, or who's up next? Chris. Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex, I'm fired up, too, and I'm excited because I've met a lot of people this weekend that about Audit the Fed, and I saw that Ron Paul 2012 sign on his truck.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot. In 37 Fed locations or 38 nationwide, I was invited to speak with Ron Paul in Houston. I apologize, but I couldn't go. I had to talk to millions here. Plus, I've gotten a little bit of a chest cold here. But yes, people rallied against the private Fed nationwide. Go ahead.
And I just want to say that you're absolutely right. I'm burning copies of Fall of the Republic. I'm going to get them to county commissioners, get them to the clerk's offices, and once they see this, they'll know what the Fed is, because it's good people in government need to be educated, and we can all do it if we all get involved and get out there and get busy, burn these copies, put them in mailboxes, put them on cars, just get busy. And then we'll wake people up, because like you said, CBS News says they are scared. We could defeat these people if we can keep going.
Salon, New Republic, Can West, CBS News, Jerusalem Post, this week said Alex Jones is, quote, incredibly popular. His films are incredibly popular. Tens of millions are watching them. We are in trouble. This guy is dangerous. No, I'm not dangerous to you. The truth is dangerous to them. And if they killed me, it'd only make more people read what I'm doing and listen to what I'm saying. Folks, we've got our fighting spirit back. We can beat these people. It's going to be a long, hard fight. But if you're in the fight, you cannot lose. David in New Jersey. David, welcome.
Sir, I'm begging you. Can I have, like, 2 minutes or so to talk? I will not disappoint
you. Fire weapons. Fire weapons in the info war. Fire weapons.
Instantly. On thomas.loc.gov, if you type in HR 3590, there's a note on it that says HR 3590 is expected to be the vehicle for the Senate health care bill. What's up with that?
That means that they're going to be adding things on. If you think the 2,096 pages is bad, they've already added 100 and something last week. It wasn't 2,000 a week ago. If you think it's bad now, they're going to be adding goodies now.
Oh, boy. Sir, there's another thing. Me and another Prison Planet of the Com forum member created these PDF files about that. And I was thinking of everybody printing them out and faxing them to the senators. Can I request that I talk to somebody or something, that someone takes a look at the forum? Because...
Yes. Why don't you write an article and send it to writers@Infowars.com, and I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Ted in Texas. Ted, you're on the air.
For a new contest.
Oh, you got an idea for a new contest. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I've been observing how much you've been having people with music on that represent different genres, different strata of culture. And what I think you should do is I think you should have a music video contest across four genres. It'd be hip-hop, rock, and country, and techno. Make each person who does the video on some subject of the info war, nothing about green goblins or alien conspiracies, but straight info war for four genres. It'll cross a cultural strata. And I'm a music video producer myself, and I'm confident you'd have hundreds of entries and people looking
okay,
at
Ted,
it.
That's a great idea. I talked to Charlie Sheen multiple times this weekend, together on the phone. He judged the $14,000 contest. He's going to be on live Tuesday, high noon. We're going to be contacting tonight the winner, but they can't tell people they're the winner until Tuesday. And so, yes, we're going to have more contests.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to pop some champagne for the Republic of America. Two giant victories in the last 3 or 4 days. The House is going to pass the audit the Fed bill. They got 311 sponsors. It's gotten out of committee. The Feds tried to stop it, tried to gut it. They failed. Even bigger than that, Associated Press, you name it, reporting, hacked emails from the UN and major universities faking all the climate data. They know it's all a fraud. This is really a death knell if we get the word out. They're trying to have the Copenhagen meeting in 3 weeks. They're trying to pass it in the House. It was passed the House and the Senate in the next 3 weeks. This is huge news, and I've got a lot of the crew in here. This is how big a crew we have up here at night. We've got Rob Dew here doing some filmmaking, also helping Jason Burmes coming up at InfoWars on the Genesis and InfoWars Network right when I end, 2 minutes after this show ends in about 12 minutes. We've got Ryan. We got David. We've got Craig Sadler out there running the show. This is so exciting. I'm going to take a few final calls, too. Phil, Scott, and Chris, and maybe some others if we have time, but be ready. We're not winning the war yet. We're winning some major battles, and people need to learn. The globalists are not supermen. They're not invincible. They're not supermen, but we're not weaklings either. All of us can do amazing things, and the globalists know you can do amazing things. That's why they're so scared of you. So for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the AM and FM audience, the shortwave satellite, all our sponsors, everybody, I salute you, I love you, and I want to thank you. And this is for you. Here, we'll try this. Woo, right there, baby. Almost hit the camera there. I'm a good shot. Oh, man, great job. Have some of that for yourself. One drink, we can have one drink, and then everybody's still working for 3 hours after this. No drinks after this, though. The next 3 hours running Jason's show. We got to sober up around here. Sure. Jason, you get one drink on air. Jason's not a big drinker like me, but you know what? Hey, guys, tell me, I mean, you've seen how excited I was when I came in today, and Burmes ran up and was excited about it. He recognized why I gave Burmes a show. He recognizes what's important. Rob Dew, everybody, tell the listeners what you think.
I had
Rob,
people email me this morning about this climate stuff that the hackers got. And, I mean, people that I know, they know I'm associated with the show, so they're excited too. So I think this is a big victory here, and I'm definitely happy about it.
Hey, sure, here's the freedom, liberty, the family, everything good,
and defeating
the globalist parasites, auditing the Fed. I mean, here is to everybody who's been fighting all these years against our global savior that sold us on NAFTA and GATT and says he invented the Internet, even though it was around 20 years before he voted on a Senate vote.
I mean, you know, Al Gore, the prophet who now says it's a religion. I mean, Burmese, what is this like for you?
Well, I think it's great. You know, a lot of people still argue with me. A lot of my leftist friends, the people who are all...
They're not leftists. They're stooges. Their leftist president's a warmonger. Left, right's a fraud. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot of these people beginning to wake up under the Bush administration because of the brazen foreign and domestic policies. But now they're all like, well, if we don't have global government, how will we be saved from global warming?
Yeah, they've gone from denying global government. What do you think about the new head of the EU announcing world government, we're going to tax you? And he says right here, global government tax. Mainstream, that's London Telegraph. Global tax.
No, it's not a shocker when you actually sit down and read the Copenhagen Climate Treaty and you see the word government appear over 24 times and the word tax appear over 12 times. It's pretty evident what they're planning to do. I mean, this is not...
You know, HEB didn't have any Dom Perignon. This is okay from France, but it's not that good.
And I wanted,
it was still pretty expensive, though.
Burmese came back from the gas station with a $5.95 bottle. Bring that in here. And I said, no, go to HEB.
In the fridge.
Get something a little bit better here for America. But no, good job, guys. Thanks for going and getting it. Ryan, you've been working here just a few weeks. Come over to the mic. Tell folks what you think about this whole situation.
This is no doubt the best day of my life, actually, because I get to celebrate a big victory. I'm brand new to the crew. This is one of the best shows I've seen. Hands down, I get to be part of it. I'm so excited. And I know that we've got a lot more to go, but this is a huge step in the transition to defeating the New World Order and defeating global government.
We ain't drinking this. Burmese, when you want to kill your dog, you can give it this.
Yeah, maybe I'll shoot at my puppies. Right?
That's a joke, folks. Okay, listen, we're having victory, and everybody's starting to wake up, and all the polls show, and people are shattering the left-right paradigm, and both parties are scared. I mean, we're part of the second American revolution against a global tyranny. This is people need to recognize how important this time is, how serious it is. And to all the program directors, to all the station managers and owners, thank you for putting me on. A lot of big stations. I mean, you're here seeing the new affiliates coming every week, Rob. You work on that, giving them to Genesis. I mean, we're getting San Francisco, Chicago. I mean, we're getting huge.
It's in Europe, too. I mean, people all over the world are.
Yeah, but we're getting big affiliates. Oh, I mean, yeah. It's a big thing for a station to put me on. I mean, it's happening. Because people are going, man, this guy said this 10 years ago. All those thousands of radio interviews I did, people laughed at me. Now it's all coming true. I'm nobody special. I just told the truth.
And you had the documents.
And I had the documents. My God, we've got the... By the way, Paul Watson has reposted at the top of PrisonPlanet.com the thousands of internal emails from the UN and these major universities about how they want to fire professors, persecute people, how to demonize them, how to fake documents, how to fake the climate, admitting it's all a fraud. We got to spread this everywhere, folks.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to go through, too, to read all that stuff and just see the lie after lie after
lie. Oh, my
lie.
God. The AP's already found in stuff that's just off the charts. This is on PrisonPlanet.com. This is not pearls before swine, and that's why I salute all of you. Use this against the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, because we're in the fight of our lives. I mean, I got death threats, you name it, going on here, and I'm just happy about it. I don't even care. Because you know what? I'm really alive, and I'm fighting these people, and it feels good. Here, you need some more? Give me that bottle.
Let's
get Craig in here. Craig, it doesn't matter if you're running the show. You can leave it on the document cam shot and get in here. Hold on. Hide over there, because this time I'm going to try to hit the camera dead on. I almost hit it that time.
Let me go to this camera.
Yeah, I'll go right on it. Woo! Whoa! Ah. Yeah, baby! All right! Woo, yeah! Here, Craig, get you some of that, baby. We are blowing up major enemy operation ships. We blew the hell out of some capital ships together. Everybody out there did it. Man! Yeah! Here's to the Republic! Here's to the victory against the New World Order!
Yeah!
Yeah. Here's to being on the side of goodness and not being lying scum! Yeah, man, here's to all these decades, all the people that came before us, just all the countless patriots, the Red Beckmans and the G. Edward Griffins and the Bill Bensons and just so many people. I mean, they would arrest them. They would beat them up. They'd bulldoze their houses. They'd shoot at them. Just Jim Tucker getting shot at. I mean, everything. Here's to me getting, you know, beaten on me saying, shoved out the New World Order in a parking lot. You know, I mean, the real deal, folks. That only verified it all to me 10, 11 years ago. We are part of something real, gentlemen. I mean, this is history. And we're just, I mean, there's so many other victories we're having. There's so many other victories, but we're just having more and more and more. I just wanted to salute everybody. I mean, this guy's got a 20-bedroom house. He talks about how we're wasteful. This guy's just a pimp who wants to train you to live without so he can have more. He's a degenerate control freak, Al Gore.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. Cheers. Hey, anybody else got a toast? Burmis, give us a toast.
You know, I'd just like to toast all the crew over at InfoWars and Prison Planet.
Here, here.
Day in, day out.
Here, here.
Bringing
yeah.
the truth, not only to the American populace, but the world populace out there, so that we can discover our humanity again and fight the globalists. I just want to thank you again, Alex.
Oh, discovering humanity. Yeah. Cheers to that.
Cheers. Cheers.
You want to say something, Craig? What's it like working in here?
Oh, it's great being on the right side of history, as you always say. You know what I mean? You're going to get to a point in your life where you look back and you say, what kind of impact did I have? And I think it's right to be good with yourself and, you know, be here. Fight the fight. Fight the good fight. Release the documents.
I'm in.
And it's going to get worse before it gets better. A final statement. Final statement from you, Rob, dude. I wish Jacobson was here.
You know, after... Back in college, I started reading about all this stuff because I knew stuff wasn't right. And when I moved to Austin, I first heard you on the air back in 98. And I'm like, man, there's got to be something to this. Other people are saying the same thing. And then to see, once I started working for you many years later, just seeing all the people across, you know, the country and the world that contact me every day with information.
By the way, we don't hire zealots. We purposefully hire people that aren't fans because we want them to see for themselves.
Sure. And, I mean, I never even...
I mean, you know who we were.
Well, you had put a Craigslist ad up when you were looking
for... Didn't say who we were.
Say Alex Jones just said independent multimedia.
And well, we don't hire fans because then they can put infiltrators in.
Sure, but, you know, hopefully you've checked my background.
No, we know you're not an infiltrator.
but it feels really good to see this stuff really coming forward. You know, back in the 90s, people really weren't talking about this. It was all about, you know, Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton fighting each other, you know, all these fake battles. And nobody was looking at the real issues about following the money and where it goes. There were a few people out there, but now the awakening is really happening, you know, just – It's incremental.
The world government's here. There's no longer any denial. Yeah. See, if we'd have shut up and been intimidated a decade or 20 years ago, oh, don't talk about the New World Order, you're a kook, they would have won. But we said, no, don't call. You can call me a kook if you want. I've got your own documents. I've got your own statements. We can see you doing this. We said they would get rid of the posse comitatus. They now have. And so because we were willing to be ridiculed, now as it all happens, we're being listened to. And just like Hitler and Stalin and Mao, these guys are going to be dustbins of history. I'm sorry to... Eric, Sammy, Brandon, Brad, Phil, Scott, Chris, and others. Call me back tomorrow during the weekday show, and I'll get you on. Or stay on. Jason, you can go to him. We ought to just keep this rolling. Jason Burmis is going to be on the Internet streams and the M&FMs that pick it up. The InfoWare with Jason Burmis coming up as this transmission ends. Great job, crew. Great job against the New World Order. God bless you all.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.